To my reader, when you touch a place of deep being, you begin to let go, to trust. When you release your frustration and anger, you begin to open to patience. When you begin to forget yourself, you allow surrender. Wisdom begins to surface, and the heart and mind gather as one, understanding the experience. This is when you unclench your hands from the riverbank, allowing yourself to be at one with the gentle flowing current, all the while feeling the coolness of the waters. I must confess that I began writing this book only after some time of resistance, following a year or two of prodding from archangels, readers, and friends. I found the courage and commitment to put the words to paper. The title came to me some years before my tobacco shop closed. As soon as they appeared in my thoughts, I wrote those three magical words, trust, patience, surrender, on a little yellow note that I had stuck to my cash register. I gazed at them many times. They were three words that I had asked God to reveal to me, not from an intellectual point of understanding, but from an experiential one. When I began to write this book, those magical three words appeared again in my thoughts. You will encounter many examples of synchronicities, moments of grace, and experiences of suffering within this book. It will possibly be easy to compare yourself and your experience to the ones you're about to read. Please don't. It will only delay your own journey. My experiences have touched me deeply, and they have illuminated my own truths in understanding. You will have your own experiences that will reveal your truths, which are uniquely yours, and yours alone. I do invite you to consider a couple of thoughts. One, regardless of your spiritual or religious background, I invite you to deepen your own thoughts and desires around the topic of illumination or awakening, and to ask questions. Two, open your mind and heart to something greater than what you currently understand. Miracles begin to happen when you decide to step outside the box. One day these miracles will be so common that they will become the new normal state of being. I have come to believe that we can only discover the capacity and meaning of our own uniqueness and divine nature in the context of our struggles and how we face the challenges that life presents to us. It is in going out in search of something greater that we will eventually come back to ourselves. That is when I believe we are able to come to the understanding that we are the gift to be given back to the world, that we are the temple, the synagogue, and the place of worship. Remembering the source that lives in all of us and living it in the world is a lifelong devotion. It's also a joy.